Eddie had gained some gate to pray. And when he had devolved praying, Yinney's disciples said to him, "Maester, teach us who we should pray, the same as John taught his disciples." "When ye pray," said he to them, "say this: Father, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Gie us our bread for the incoming day. Forgie us our sins, for we forgie ilken that has wrought us wrong. And sae us na sairly." Syne said to them, "Suppose ye near has a friend, and he gangs to him at the how of the night, and says to him, 'Seize a lend of 3 lives, neighbour. A friend of mine has kissing up e new off the gate, and no a hate scran he a the hoose to set afore him.' And then the other cries frae in by, 'Fash me na, the door's snicket lang syne, and the bairns and me is a' intil were beds. I canna rise and gie ye ocht.' I tell ye, and he winna rise and gie him his lives because he is his friend. Yet he will oot his bed and gie him all he needs because he isna blait and winna tak a nasty. And I tell ye the same. Ax, and it's begin ye. Seek, and ye's find. Chap, and the doors be open to ye. Ilken that axes gets, and ilken that seeks fins, and the door is opened till him a chaps. What is the father among ye that will rax his son and either give he axes him for a fish, or a scorpion give he axes for an egg? Give ye then, for as wicked as ye are, be kind, ken who to gie your childer good things. Who muckle mair will the Father in heaven send doon the Holy Spirit to them that axes him?"